Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, November the 4th, 2025, Election Day. 12 and a half minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. You know, these autumn Thanksgiving decorations are looking pretty good in the studio. Do want to remind everybody, tonight, starting at 7:15 p.m., we'll have live coverage of the election results here on WGH Talk. All right, should mention Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, Saturday, November the 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A large selection of baked goods, homemade candies, popcorn balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, and miscellaneous items will be for sale. Lunch menu, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, vegetable, and chicken noodle soup, desserts, and beverages. That's the Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street here in Marion, Saturday, November the 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds yummy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This Saturday.
So, I would still like to extend to those three people of the departments of the city of Marion who have retired. I'll kick in $100 if somebody puts together their retirement party.
Well, let's hope. I don't know what happened there, but let's hope.
Yeah, you know, they deserve some recognition and a thank you for their jobs and that, like anybody else retiring after so long.
Well, it's election day. Let's run this down real quick. Election predictions are good. Let's start with the easy one, the 6th Ward, Anthony, Azaria, and Ron Prater.
You know, you said you want to run this down.
Yeah, we're going to run it down right here. We're going to go right down the list.
If I had a bulldozer, I'd be happy to run it down.
Which one are you going to run down?
Well, I can't vote. I'm not in the 6th Ward.
Why? It's just a prediction.
Oh, I don't know. Just for cemetery, there probably needs to be a Democrat on there, so Azaria.
Okay. The three at-large councilmen, who will they be?
The only one I know, Rollins.
Rollins. What about Dichtel's chances?
No, I don't have a clue. You know, he's kind of like a Johnny-come-lately in the whole scheme of things.
What about Danny Clark?
Oh, geez. He sounds good from hearing him on his spots that you've got.
What about Scott Kreider, the only Democrat?
Again, for cemetery, yeah.
And the write-in, Kent Holleran.
You know, we haven't heard anything from him, have we?
Well, he was on here Friday night.
Well, I haven't heard anything. I don't know anything about him.
Well,
it's too bad he's got to be a write-in.
Well, I think we're going to hear from him again if he doesn't win tonight. I don't think his political career is over after talking with him Friday. All right, the big one, Charter City, up or down?
With the field of candidates that we have, that it's, you know, the deck has been stacked by what I refer to as the minions of the mayor. I hope they vote it down and come back with the proposition again when there's been sufficient time to field a good group of candidates, those overlooked and underserved.
If it should pass, who are the guarantees to be on this list?
Guarantees?
Yeah. Well, let me run down the list like I just did with Naomi. I'll run down the list again. Okay, let me get the list up here again. Okay, Allison Barr.
That's Sean Barr's
daughter, I believe. I believe.
Oh, I don't know. That's questionable.
Gail Block.
Gail Block, if I recall, she's retired from the Air Force.
I'm not sure. Could be.
I think she is. She seems to be a good one.
Ed Brown.
No.
Welcome Collins.
Absolutely no.
Naomi Craig.
Oh, Naomi, should I say no or should I say yes? I think she said no to me, right?
She did.
No, I think Naomi would be good. You know, you've got to have somebody that counterpunches, and I think she does a lot of counterpunching and causes people to really squeeze their brains.
Do you think you'll make it?
Oh, I have no idea.
Lois Fisher.
Yeah, I think she'd be good.
B.J. Gruber.
No.
Christina Johnson.
You know, was she there on Meet the Candidates night?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know anything about her, so I wouldn't vote for her.
Robert Landon.
Absolutely no way.
James Lloyd.
Let's see. He's a real estate developer or something?
I think.
You know? I think I talked with him about helping him with his campaign. I don't know. Up in the air.
Brian,
I'll decide when it's time to vote.
Brian Lovell.
New.
Teresa Lubke.
Yes.
Jay McDonald.
No way.
Juanita Ross Vanis.
No.
Emily Russell.
Oh, kind of undecided at this point. I'll know when I know when I get to the ballot.
Mark Russell.
Absolutely not.
Jason Schaber.
Oh, yes. Absolutely so.
John Schenck.
Absolutely so.
Damian Shriver.
I have no idea at this point.
Malcolm Smith.
Absolutely no.
Kerry Stevens.
I think she was at Meet the Candidates, right?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Which I would say I'll have to make that decision with the ballot.
Tom Stotts.
No.
And Naomi's saying she did vote for you.
Well, she said she voted for me, but when you asked running down the list, she said no.
I think she thinks people, a lot of this may be a name recognition, and I'll tell you, I like this for this purpose. Whether or not the Charter City goes up or down, we'll get the results of this committee list, and what's going to be fascinating to me is when you take away the R and the D, what do people vote for? Because if people like the mayor don't make it, if people like, let's see, who else would be somebody? The mayor's the big one. Because if he can't make the Charter Commission list, finish in the top 15, and maybe that's because there's no R next to his name. You know, Mark Russell.
Well, he's got the deck stacked with former subordinates, etc., and co-workers.
Well, if that's who's turning out the, like I said, 1,300 people early voting is a terribly low number in the city. So, you know, this election, whether this passes or fails, is going to be no mandate by any stretch of the imagination. So, here we are. And I think, I'm not saying Ron Prater's not going to win, but those numbers from the 5th Ward early voting don't sound great for him.
He's in the 6th Ward.
Or 6th Ward, excuse me. Yes, those numbers in the 6th Ward don't sound great for him, that only 585 people have early voted there, and the majority are, if you take the Democrats and the nonpartisans, that beats the Republicans in the 5th Ward right now. That's
6th Ward.
Sixth, I keep saying 5th, I don't know why. 6th Ward, yes.
What are you drinking a 5th?
Well, I'm going to be up late tonight with election coverage. What do you expect? So we got that, and then I I really have to wonder about the at-large race, because if you take the nonpartisans and the Democrats there, they outnumber the Republicans, which is why I think if Kreider even finishes third, I think he's looking very good right now, because the Republicans are going to end up splitting three ways, because if you're a Republican, you don't know who the other people are voting for at large. But if you're a Democrat, you've got 1D on that at-large ballot. And if that many Democrats have early voted, Scott Kreider's got a great chance of being in the top three.
Well, time will tell.
But that's my Election Day rundown. But don't forget to tune in tonight, 7:15. It's going to be interesting.
Well, you got a bunch of candy you can pass out to all of those who come up and talk and all of that stuff. So,
but should be good.
Maybe a little bit of beer to go with those pretzels too.
We'll see how it goes. Thanks.
Aye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You never know what's going to happen on election night, because we start at 7:15 and we do not break away, and it is live, and you'll have it here. Get your election results first. 740-383-9944. Anybody else have anything to say? Well, we've talked about the new decorations in the studio here as we're ready for autumn now. Thanksgiving. We're talking about Election Day. Coverage tonight starts at 7:15 p.m. Haven't talked this morning about the new spray tan place that's going to open next door. You know, I'm getting excited about that. I'm telling you, I think I'm going to have to get a spray tan. You know, having a spray tan shop this close, I think is a very, very positive thing. You know, you get all tanned up for the broadcast here. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, and we were talking about last night's city council meeting as well. I don't know. We went through it earlier. I don't understand 90% of the things that go on at these city council meetings, because I think normally you ask a question, you get an answer. That really doesn't happen. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure exactly whose job what is anymore. It's a very kind of haphazard kind of existence. And I guess we'll have to see how that all goes. Well, what else is going on in the world here? Well, a former Vice President Dick Cheney, I heard, died overnight. I think he was 84 years old. Lived a good long life. Had heart trouble for a long, long time. So it's kind of nice that he had that long a life. I believe he had one of those machines put in for his heart. Okay. Well, what's on somebody's mind here this morning? Anything on anybody's mind on Election Day? Or are you out voting? Are you headed over to your polling place to get that out of the way as the day goes along? 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know about the charter city thing. With a low voter turnout, whatever it ends up being, this could be a real kerfluffle, as they say. I don't know what the long-term effects of this would be. And you also got to look at the makeup of what this charter commission is going to be and do, and how long it's going to take to implement something like this. I mean, remember, if the charter city passes tonight, that really doesn't do anything except form a charter commission to write a city charter. And then that has to go back in front of the voters next November. And then that would be voted on. And then there are even aspects of that that could not be implemented until certain people's terms were up in office, depending on what they change. And what could these people decide they want to change or want to do? I don't know. Now, my question is, do you think that if you're a sitting council person and you send somebody an email, they should answer it? Because that was the big question last night. Is it polite to give some kind of response, even if it is, I don't know the answer? I think that's a question that people would be interested in. And again, the phone lines are open here, 27 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, as I said last week, we heard from one of our longtime listeners who, after 2 years, returned last week, Judy Summers. I hope Judy is still out there listening. And I ran last week into one of our favorite, I think our favorite bus driver, long-term listener, Sarah, down at the city council meeting. So I hope she's listening out there this morning. So if either one of them is listening and would like to call in and tell us how their Halloween went or their life is going or anything of that nature, feel free to call in. Or anybody else. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I saw the Halloween or the Christmas decorations. I'll tell you, I've got a block this morning on Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. I'm jumbling these all up for some reason. But the Christmas decorations have certainly gone up in the stores. There's no doubt about it. The holiday candy canes and Christmas trees and everything are there for you to buy now. It is the holiday season. But one thing I have not seen yet, thank goodness, is the fruitcakes. But the fruitcake toss is not far off. The fruitcake toss is not far off. I mean, where are we? About probably just a little over a month now from the fruitcake toss. So it's coming. And who will be the fruitcake toss champion this year? You know, that's become a very high prestige honor. Our first winner years ago was Ralph Thacker, one of our longtime listeners. And then the second year, our winner was, who won the second year? As I go back and think about this, I think it was Sheriff Bales won the, no, wait a second. Now I got this wrong. No, the first winner was Ralph Thacker. The second winner was, oh, it was that, oh, what was his name? He was a kid who worked at Donato's, and he showed up and outthrew all these men. I believe his name was Damien as well. I can't remember his name, though. You know, we should have these chiseled onto some kind of plaque or something. But the first winner was Ralph Thacker. The second winner was Damien. I can't remember Damien's last name. But he was the second winner. The third winner was Sheriff Bales. And last year, it was the Marion City Schools Superintendent, Brian Murphy. So those are our four fruitcake toss winners. Now, who is going to be the fruitcake toss winner this year and end up with that high, high prestige of being the fruitcake champion? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you out there in the listening audience. And we talked yesterday, kind of momentarily, about the whole Ridgedale getting into the playoffs for the first time in 23 years. Ridgedale High School football team. Now, they did lose their first game in the playoffs, but there was a great story about how the coach, the head coach, had once been the water boy. And what a great story that was. I mean, it is really, that's quite a story, in my opinion. And I think they did a tremendous job. Now, yesterday we did learn the broadcast of the game might have been a little rough, maybe a little against Ridgedale, unfortunately, before the game even really got going. So that's unfortunate. We do have our mummy in the studio, our mummy with his orange Chuck Taylors holding his pumpkin. 5 foot will be in the studio with us tonight, so he'll be part of our election coverage. What station has a mummy as part of their election coverage? I ask you that. I think we might be the only ones on the face of God's green earth that have that. In any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, give us a buzz. 31 coming up on 32 minutes past the hour. What are your thoughts of what's going on in the world out there as we approach? Well, we don't approach anymore, as we are here on Election Day. I assume people are out voting. Has anybody went and voted this morning? Were anybody at the polls this morning? Were there a lot of people voting? Has anybody been out? Or will this turn out to be one of the lowest turnout voter elections of all time? You know, it wouldn't surprise me. You've only got two council races. That's not a whole lot to vote on. And then you've got this Charter City thing, and for however people feel about it, it certainly does not seem to be turning out the vote. So here we are. This is how we got to where we have gotten. And long term, I don't know what that means. I really don't know on the long term what this will mean for people in general. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, we've had a lot of fun election days around here, and there were a lot of, there have been a lot of fun election days in America. I mean, obviously, presidential years, people come out, and everybody's talking, and there's always a ton of news involved there. It's certainly not a presidential year, but people get involved. People get involved. And it's a big day. And it's interesting because it falls, you know, sort of in the middle of the week on a Tuesday. A lot of people feel that Election Day should be a holiday, so everybody's off and free and able to vote. I think that's why they make the hours so long, 6:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night. But that's the way it goes. Let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm loving Marion.
Oh, what else
so
happened?
Much. Did you see the front page of the Marion Star?
No, I haven't seen the front page of the Marion Star.
Well, you should be checking your email. I got a copy of it for you.
Oh, wait, I did see that. Yes.
Yes. I think he's the savior of Marion.
Oh, well, tell people who is on the front page of the Marion Star.
Michael Bodine, the number two.
The number two. Now, what does the... I didn't get a chance to read the article. What does it say?
Well, in essence, when you look at it, here we have the service director who admittedly states he has no qualifications for that position at all.
Oh, he says that in the article.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, and you have to wonder, why is the city so screwed up? Well, the mayor appointed him, did he not?
Yes, that would be an appointed position, yes.
So, that's one choice that we know the mayor has screwed the pooch on.
Well, was anything else interesting in that article?
Oh, there wasn't much. It was just a fluff piece, really.
So maybe
it's something to get the word out there that maybe Collins might be appointing him if he can find the money to appoint Bodine Economic Development Director. Could that be possible?
Well,
stay tuned.
I don't know. I think that's very interesting, though, that he would admit he had no qualifications for the job.
Yeah. So if you ever wonder why something is the way it is, or if something screwed up, well, hey, there you go. You got somebody who's no experience in that. And, you know, these positions are not supposed to be on-the-job training at the expense of the taxpayers.
Well, I guess that's where we are. I don't. What is the article for? I mean, who wrote the article? What's the idea?
I forget who drew something or other. At the Marion Star.
Oh, was it just like a personality profile?
I think it's the Marion Maid thing.
Oh, is he from Marion? Bodine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So it's interesting. This is, I think, the second time the Marion Maid has covered him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're quite an interesting group then, aren't they?
Well, they are. I can't think of the guy's name. If you've got it on your email there, it's got the byline by the guy.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Because it's generally someone else. Hey, I got to grab a phone call. Hey, people, go out there and vote. Honor your veterans by voting.
Thank you. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we always enjoy hearing from you. Let's see here. Drew Brecken. But I don't know who Drew Brecken is. So, you got me about who Drew Brecken is. Says special to the Marion Star. So there's that, I guess, this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so I just skimmed my way through the Bodine piece because there's only so much a girl can tolerate, and I don't want that to be what throws me over the edge. I just sent you a screenshot. Drew somebody. I don't know who that is.
No, it's Ace. So this isn't Marion Maid. This is Aces of Trades?
I guess.
Okay.
So maybe that's how I got covered twice. But as far as what Terry said is moving him into the economic developer position, that has been floated around the secret network recently. And my theory on it is when CanDo went down, when CanDo went under, when they went CanDon't, Bodine had a $48,000 a year contract with them to provide he maintained spreadsheets is what they said, but he was actually providing marketing for them. And when they went bust, he lost his $48,000 contract. So if we can create a position making about $40,000-ish more than what he makes right now, we bump him into it, and you possibly combine safety and service director, or you move somebody up into service director that makes a little less money, or...
Yeah, but now here's the thing. To do something...
But that would be the way to put the money back in his pocket that he lost.
Right,
but... CanDo being dissolved.
But if you did something like that, would that not look incredibly
corrupt?
They
don't give a crap how it looks, Scott.
Well, no, but I mean... But I mean, nobody on council would question that after all this...
Not next year they wouldn't, when Schauber and Ayers are the only ones left.
Well, I think if you got Kreider or Azaria or both of them...
Kreider would question it. Azaria would question it, yes. But with the current makeup and what I have in my mind of what council would be next year, I don't believe...
I just can't believe that Rollins... I can't believe that Thad... I can't believe...
Thad is all about this position. We need this position. Thad
right, but,
somehow
but,
thinks that this... We're Delaware, or we're going to turn into Delaware, or if we just create enough stuff or just do enough stuff like Delaware, we'll be Delaware.
Well, I'm not talking about the position itself. I think he would vote for that, but I think the effect of putting Bodine in that position, when the mayor is choosing the person who's going to...
Blame people. What are they going to do?
Well, but I'm just saying they certainly can say something. I mean, I think they might have a problem with that. I think they're going to have some kind of influence, I would imagine. I mean, people were up in arms when people thought that Dr. Davis was going to get this position. Why would they not be up in arms if Bodine got it?
Were they up in arms, or was the public up in arms? And I don't really remember anyone specifically being up in arms in council about
that. Well, I remember that Mayor Collins had to stand up in a council meeting and said, I've gotten calls and emails, and I just want to say that...
That was public outrage. It wasn't...
Well, that's
public.
What I'm saying. I think there would be public outrage, and I think that council would see that. It never got to that with Davis, because...
But if it's his buddy, it doesn't matter.
If well, I...
Because I can't imagine... I mean, can you imagine taking a $48,000 a year hit to your salary?
No, but I
That's
think...
That's pretty significant.
But I think that... I do think Rollins would have a problem with that. I do think Kreider would have a problem with that. I think Danny Clark would have a problem with that. I think Bill Dichtel would have a problem with that. I think that Thad Smith would have a problem with that. I think that Azaria would. Now, the rest of them, I don't know. But that's enough to...
But that's enough if those people end up on council.
Well, I don't know. That's what, three? That's five.
Four.
Five.
No, that's four.
Well, we got Thad.
If you've got, let's go with our at-larges. So let's say all three at-larges.
All three at-larges. Thad.
Okay.
And possibly Azaria.
And that's what I said, if all those people get on council.
Right. So that if that was the makeup...
So Azaria would be the make or break, and we're also depending on Thad to do the right thing. And I'm not saying that to be...
No, but remember,
I
if...
I think he's breaking. He's breaking with the group thing.
No, but remember, if Azaria doesn't get in and Kreider does, then he becomes the minority vote.
Well, let's hope he exercises his... flexes his muscles on that one, then, when it comes to some things.
Like I said, I don't think that... I really do not believe the at-large candidates were picked by this administration, because I don't think that Dan Clark, Bill Dichtel, Aaron Rollins, or Scott Kreider, any of them are as on board as some of the other council members are.
No, I don't believe they're as loyal to the part, to the administration. I don't want to say the party, because I don't even know what goes on with those people anymore.
So I think this next council...
They might be a little more free-thinking.
So I think this next council might be a little less skewed.
Here's my concern, though. But some of the at-large, okay, let's say Danny Clark would be the first one that popped into my mind. Let's say it goes, one through six all goes Republican. Azaria doesn't make it. So one through six is all Republican. It's going to be real easy for Clark and Thad to slip back into groupthink when you've got six other people pressuring you to do it.
Well, but
that would be five other people.
Right, but I think if you've got Kreider there, which I think there's a very good chance of that.
I think he has a good chance.
And I think also if you have Azaria, which, like I said, that fifth ward makeup right now, Ron Prater, I talked to him.
Get off the fifth, Spears, it's the sixth ward.
Did I say fifth again?
Yes.
Why do I got a hang up on the fifth ward? It's because...
It's the fifth.
Yeah. Sixth ward. I think... Well, I'll be doing that all night tonight. The sixth ward, I Prater was very, very melancholy last night. And I'm not sure what that was all about.
Was he there last night?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't even know he was there. I saw him going to the parking lot, and I said, you know, good luck, Mr. Prater. And he just did not seem very... Now, maybe he just... I think he did have surgery.
I didn't even know he was there.
He was there.
Huh. Okay.
So I tell you, there's something going on there.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is. But look at the numbers. I mean, I'm sure he's looked at those numbers. Those numbers in that sixth.
Has he really looked at them, though?
Stop.
I mean, I'm not saying it to be mean, but it's
listen,
like sit down and following in his computer and
just take the numbers. 580.
And all of it. Man.
I understand this is early voting. 264 Republican, 147 Democrat in that ward is a big number. And nonpartisan 174. This is the ward Kathy Swanger won prior to Mike Neff. This, and by the way, the last time the early vote came in, the Democrats were all ahead. What killed them was the in-person vote that day in 23, and the in-person vote that day was driven by abortion and marijuana. So in Marion, Ohio, that brought out a lot of Republicans that would not normally vote. And if you go back to 21, when we only had 3,000 people vote, the first ward went Democrat, the second ward went Democrat, we had an at-large Democrat, we had an at-large president, and we had an at-large, or we had a Democrat.
We are not going to see those kind of numbers then, because we don't have that many contested races.
Right, but what I'm saying...
When I was listening to you, you said 21. You said it earlier. When you said 21, we had 3,000.
Right, and I don't think we'll get that high.
No, because there's no contestants.
So that's what I'm saying. The numbers that we're already having here with this early voting are very...
Another 1,000 today, you think?
Right. Maybe. But these numbers are going to be very representational of what we're going to get. And if that is representational of the 6th Ward right now, 585, 264 Republican, 147 Democrat, and 174 nonpartisan, that is not a bad day in a ward that Kathy Swanger won in 21.
That's not So it's motivating people to get up off the couch today, then.
Could be. Could be. I don't know. The fact that, do you believe that any of those 147 Democrats voted for Ron Prater?
No.
Okay. How are you going to split the nonpartisans?
I mean, even if you went 50-50, which I think it's probably more like 60-40 Democrat, if I had to guess.
If it's 60-40 Democrat, then this is a toss-up with today's mm-hmm. votes coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody has told Ron Prater that.
Well, when I gave Prater the nod or whatever, I knew it would be close, and I think some people just might sit it out.
And by the way, the at large seats, 571 Republican, nonpartisans 467, Democrats 336.
Even if
just that 336 voted for Kreider, he's going to finish third.
Wow. And you said how many in non
467. And Republican, so. 571.
Interesting stuff. I guess I'll have to get me a nap in the middle of the day so I can stay up late with you.
And also, that might tell you something as far as Charter City goes, because those are the same numbers that Charter City's working off of, with 1374 voting early. By the way, all those, you know, Mayor Collins, Jay McDonald, I don't know, and I'm saying this sincerely, I don't know if Robert Landon is still in the Republican crowd. I don't know if that's who votes for him. I don't know. Maybe the nonpartisans vote for him. I don't know. So I think these are very interesting numbers. But I certainly think that Lubke, I do think Terry Klein, I think yourself, I think that, who else on that list? Kara Stevens. You know, she is the secretary of the Democratic Club. Turning out the vote might not have been all that hard.
No, I don't think that would have, I don't think it would be hard for her. I don't think it would be for Teresa either.
And just because we don't know Kara's name, I always thought she had a shot because she's the secretary.
Oh, yes. And then she has her affiliation with
schools.
Went to school. Yeah. Right. I mean, if you had a kid that went through Grant Middle School, you probably have at least name recognition.
And I've always thought this. Azaria is very well liked in the Democratic Club. Kreider is very well liked in the Democratic Club. And a lot of those people on that Charter City list, like Kara Stevens and Teresa Lubke, are very well liked in the Democratic Club. If they turned out that vote, you're going to see repercussions tonight in this vote count. And if any of these Democrats are elected, Kreider and Azaria specifically, that says something big in Marion, because that hasn't happened for quite a while.
Well, I think even if Charter should pass, I think even if they don't run the table on that, that should say something too.
Right, and there is a group of people there where there is not a... And honestly, I'm being serious. I understand people have a lot of negative things to say about Robert Landon. I'm not sure he's all on board with Mayor Collins and Jay McDonald and that whole group. I'm not sure. I don't know what he believes about Charter. He told me here during the interview that he thought a city manager was good. I don't think Mayor Collins likes that.
No, I don't think he likes that either. And if you notice, all the people that are closely aligned with Collins, they've all said basically leave everything alone except for the finance position.
Right, so it's, you know, if Robert Landon gets on there, I don't think he's your Republican deadlock for the police department and the administration. I'm not even sure Mark Russell is.
If he gets on there, we should all just look at him and be like, didn't you have large findings against you from the auditor of the state of Ohio? And
well,
isn't there like a what not to do published by the state of Ohio, and they use you as an example?
Well, and by the way, I don't think Lois Fisher is all in, and I also don't think...
No. I believe Lois Fisher is about what's best for the city. I honestly believe that.
And I also don't think that... there was another name on the tip of my tongue there that I thought was not... as all in as people think they are. Hold on, let me grab that list again. But there are people, I'm going to have this list in front of me tonight, or I'm going to have a, it'll be
a
night.
Yeah, there's like a million people on there.
Yeah, it'll be a long night. Tom Stotts, I don't think he's all in.
No,
right?
No.
Jason Schaber certainly is not all in. Oh, Mark Russell. Mark Russell, as far as I know, is still a registered Democrat. Now, people can say he's all in on the administration. I think he has to do what he has to do to work with them. I think his probably his biggest goal in life is to get rid of the treasurer and the auditor, because I think he's getting tired of being asked questions about
then
that.
Then he could have done something legally and helped the city to legally remove those people besides rewrite our government.
But I don't think he's going to come in there and be fall right in with that Collins police group. I don't see that.
He's going to smile and he's going to, now let's not change any, as an attorney, even though we're going to have an attorney advising us, I'm going to say it's not smart to do this, that, or the other. Well, okay, that's why we're paying legal counsel, not you. So, no, I don't, no.
Well?
So I don't believe the Democrat club sees him as one of them.
I don't know. You know,
my assertion or my, what I get from them, gleaned from the people that I know.
What, Democratic club?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot.
No, that's okay. You know, here's something interesting.
But they don't seem to claim him.
But I'll tell you what also, I'll tell you what makes me, people who are big proponents of the charter, I have not seen their posts, but people have told me about it. They, even before the election happens, they're already kind of doing some damage control. It's kind of like, well, if this doesn't happen, you know, I don't know what's going on there. Why would you do that before the election?
Oh, so you mean, like, if this doesn't happen, then the world will end?
Yeah, if this doesn't happen, you know, I guess it's, we weren't wrong, I guess. I don't know. We keep going, I guess.
Oh, so you mean, like, okay, so there is life if charter doesn't pass? So they're already saying that, well, we didn't necessarily have to have it to survive. Or
well, yeah,
like
I mean, I've
Are
seen...
Are you trying to spin their loss if it should happen?
Well, I've seen several posts this morning, and some have been sent to me, that basically are saying, before the election results even come in, that if it doesn't happen, you know, okay, we continue on.
Oh.
So I think that's an interesting...
terribly confident in their chances.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's a big confidence out there, but I don't know that it's going to fail. I certainly wouldn't take that bet.
No, someone asked me yesterday, so what's your prediction? I was like, I honestly don't know. I really don't.
Well, we'll see.
We'll find out.
Tune in tonight.
Bye, Scott.
All right. 7:15 tonight, 740-383-9944. And I honestly don't know why somebody would send out damage control, because I don't know that it's going to fail. I don't know. Voter turnout is low. I wouldn't take a bet on that Charter City question for any reason at this particular point. Phone lines are open. We got about 6 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got about 6 minutes left, 5 minutes left, if there's something you'd like to say. Don't forget, we will be back on live tonight at 7:15, doing our thing, doing our election coverage, which we have done quite a bit of here at this station. Let's go to the phones here and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
You have contacts. You have a major network. Why don't you call Las Vegas and see what the odds makers are making of this election for Marion, Ohio?
I think 50-50. So, any new news to impart in our final minutes?
Did you just get the email I forwarded?
I did just see that. What? Read it. I can't.
Well, it's not the whole thing. It's just a screenshot. You have to view it on Facebook. But Robert Landon, November 4 at 6:56 a.m. No matter what the results show tonight, our commitment doesn't stop here. We'll keep standing for accountability, transparency, and a charter for Marion. This movement has never been about one day or one election. It's about building a future where integrity and truth lead the way. In the weeks after the election, I'll be sharing new announcements about the next step we're taking, and then I'd have to go on to Facebook, which I hate Facebook. So if you want to put that up, you know, people might be able to find it. And Marion Needs a Charter on Facebook.
So he's well, you know, he's allowed to say that. I mean, I don't know what it means.
It goes to the point, like you were saying. It's like they're almost, you know, ready to say, hey, it's not going to pass, but say, hey, we're going to keep on keeping on. Instead of rallying around their cause and saying, come on, people, let's vote. We need this. It's your destiny to drive Marion the way you want it, and not outsiders down in Columbus, Ohio, deciding your future for you.
Well, like I've said, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe that is a little damage control. I don't know. I have not talked to Robert Landon. But I think that it's fascinating because I don't think Robert Landon is in that police Mayor Collins group. He said on this show, we can replay the tape, he said, I think he was in favor of a city manager. And I'm sure Mayor Collins is not in favor of that. And
well,
I believe
that's
he...
That's something Landon and I can agree on. We do need a city manager.
And I think he also said that he felt the Republican Party left him behind. So I'm not sure that the Republican Party is in his back pocket. So I don't know about him. Listen, as I said, I had a fine time when I interviewed him. He got angry at me for some reason. That's fine. He's entitled. But I don't think he's a gift to the administration. If people are saying administration and regular people, I don't think he's a gift to the administration on the charter committee. And, you know, I don't believe that.
Well, you know, one thing I will say, and I don't know if he's ever admitted it, I think that Bob Schultz and John Matthews really goaded him, shoved him to run for auditor.
Could have been. I don't know. I don't know what the inner workings there were, but I don't know. I just truly don't know. And you know what? You know, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I certainly wouldn't say it's going to fail, but I also certainly wouldn't say it's going to pass. I mean, I think if we called Las Vegas, we're talking 50-50, and a lot of that's going to be voter turnout today. If a lot of Republicans turn out, I would tend to believe that that's a lot of administration people, so it probably would pass. If the nonpartisans and the Democratic numbers stay high, I would tend to believe it'll probably fail.
Well, all I can say is beg registered voters, make a protest vote if you want, but to do that, you have to go to the polls, get a ballot, and return it blank. At least that way, you're honoring all of our veterans who have made it possible for you to vote.
Don't forget to tune in tonight at 7:15.
Go vote.
All right, 7:15 tonight, our live coverage starts. We'll be in the studio, and we'll have people posted at the Board of Elections. We'll have live call-ins from people. We'll have the whole kit and caboodle tonight, and the WGH crew here tonight, starting at 7:15. And do remember, as Terry said, to go out and vote. You have until 7:30 tonight before the polls close. Find your polling place and vote. Happy Election Day. Talk with you in just about 9 hours, 7:15 tonight. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Yeah.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs.